It's Helping Hand Weekly Feature airs Fridays, HPR 1 stations, part of our afternoon drive broadcast, All Things Considered, and then appearing online at HawaiiPublicRadio.org, where all of our Helping Hand segments and resources are archived. Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this month, Shriners Hospitals for Children Honolulu inviting children from across the state to submit artwork for its Under the Sea Art Contest. It's for the design of the new EOS imaging system that Shriners will be acquiring. We learned something about this in the acquisition process, I guess a year ago or so. And this thing produces life-size whole body images with up to 85% less radiation. It's more comfortable for some folks who are suffering from certain medical conditions and disabilities. And to learn more, we're privileged to be welcoming to Helping Hand Angela Keene, Public Relations at Shriners Hospitals for Children Honolulu. Welcome to HPR. Thank you so much, Angela.
Aloha. Thanks, Dave.
You are welcome. And explain how sometimes people hear the name and they're not quite sure exactly, because a lot of people are blessed to not have to run into so much trouble in their life, and other people have to face some pretty extraordinary circumstances. So how does Shriners work in terms of what makes it a unique medical facility that is a nonprofit?
So it's a true charity hospital for pediatric orthopedics. We do have a specialty in neurology, but we're going to focus on orthopedics today. One of the biggest misconceptions about Shriners is that you have to be have to have a special medical need, or that you have to have a special financial need. It used to be that way in the old days, but now we've opened our doors to any child under the age of 18. If they have an orthopedic issue, whether it's a fracture or an injury on the sports field or something really serious like scoliosis or cerebral palsy, we welcome all of those keiki.
And for people listening, who in terms of providing care, should it be somebody who is not, doesn't have a regular insurance plan, or is in a disadvantaged economic position? Are there certain folks like that that you really are, I mean, I understand you've opened it up to everybody zero to 18, but is it more suitable for somebody who is suffering from an economically disadvantaged situation or does not have health care?
So we accept insurance, and we accept kids with no insurance regardless of ability to pay. So folks don't have to worry about that copay if they're really in a financial bind.
But somebody, let's say, who has a really huge several million dollar house and they make several hundred thousand dollars a year and their kid needs help, should they be taking their kid to Shriners?
Yes, because they have insurance.
And you'll bill it.
Right. And so those kids that do have insurance, they're actually helping the kids that don't have insurance by helping us stay operating.
Right. So one defrays the cost of the other. So by having people who can pay come, that cost, the bills that they are generating helps to pay for the people who don't have resources.
Exactly.
Okay. So it's a good thing to have people go there who actually do have insurance, because that helps you, Shriners, maintain its charitable qualities.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
That's good to know. Any misconceptions? Sometimes organizations, certainly a hospital, because that's a, healthcare is a gigantic multi-billion dollar industry. So sometimes there are misconceptions people think, or people who are like yourself who are working for an organization run into, oh, that's not really, yeah, we work. I constantly hear people think, you know, sometimes there's things like that. So are there any of those you want to?
Yes. The biggest misconceptions, first was the insurance issue and the financial issue. And the other one is that you have to have an incredibly special medical need to come there. We do have those kids, but we also have kids that are great football players, soccer players, volleyball players, gymnasts, high profile, and we welcome those kids as well. Our orthopedic surgeons, the pediatric orthopedic surgeons, are so trained in those complicated, crazy conditions that when it comes down to something simple, like a sprained wrist or a torn tendon or you know, a child that puts their knee out of place on the soccer field, that's a piece of cake for them. And all they do is kids 365, 24/7. So in my eyes, as a parent, they're the best pediatric orthopedic specialists we have on the island.
You say 24/7. Is it? Do you have 24/7 emergency care there?
We don't.
Okay.
We have regular business hours, 8 to 5.
Okay.
But, you know, if there is a special situation where they've got to have surgery right away, special arrangements are made for that child.
So let me make sure I understand this. So it's regular business hours, meaning there's nobody staying there as a patient?
There is. We do have inpatient. We have 16 beds.
Okay, so intake only operates during business hours.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So So if somebody has a kid and it's not business hours and they have an emergency, what do you advise them to do?
We advise them to go to their nearest urgent care. Sometimes going to an ER can take a long time if it's something like a sports injury or a basic injury. Urgent care or the ER can stabilize them, and then the following day they can come to Shriners.
And urgent care is different than an ER?
It is. It's less urgent. So as long as the child doesn't have a fever or a severe, I mean, if they're crying and really, really in a lot of pain, then I would suggest the ER.
And so, but urgent care, so that I understand more what that is, those are those, and you'll correct me if I have this wrong, those little clinic things that you see all over the place. That So that's what, is it, what are those? Little for-profit medical facilities?
Yes. And so they're able to take you in and get cared for quickly as opposed to an ER. If they're really busy, it may take them a while to get to you.
And do those urgent care things accept insurance?
Yes.
Okay. So it's like a little mini ER sort of. Because a hospital is essentially a regular hospital that's not identified as nonprofit is a for-profit hospital too.
Right.
So an urgent care is no more for-profit than any other emergency room.
Right. It's okay. Just a little bit faster and a little less serious conditions.
Got it. Just making sure for people who need the service, they know when and why to call you and how and which hours would work. And,
yeah.
And the hours again are 8 to 5.
8 to 5,
Monday through Friday. Great. Okay. As I said, I mentioned earlier that we've heard about the new imaging equipment. So before we hear about the Under the Sea contest, which relates to this fantastic piece of gear, Honolulu acquiring this EOS imaging system this year. Tell us about the imaging system more than I obviously was able to.
So EOS is technology that is Nobel Prize winning. It comes from France. EOS doesn't stand for anything specific. They just say EOS or EOS. It provides full life-size scans of a child. In our situation, we're a children's hospital, so I say child, but they can be done for adults if there was one. Life-size scans, 2D, 3D imaging. Now, here's why it's so great. When you're a child and you have to have multiple x-rays, each time that your child is exposed to those x-rays, they're being exposed to radiation, which raises the risk for cancer later on in life. So anytime we can reduce that radiation, it's a good thing. This particular technology reduces that radiation by 85%. So it looks like a phone booth with two big advertising panels along the side of it. No advertising. It just says EOS. And the child steps in there. It takes 20 seconds. They scan them from head to toe while they're standing or while they're sitting in a wheelchair. And that gives the radiologist and the orthopedic surgeon a great 2D, 3D view of their body and how they're doing. One of the best condition, I don't want to say the best conditions. It works really great for kids with scoliosis. Those kids have to have multiple x-rays in their lifetime. And this really gives physicians a great view of their spine.
So it gives a better view. Excuse me. So there's a few benefits to it. It gives a better view than a traditional x-ray. And it also, if somebody is disabled and is in a wheelchair, this is, and you please correct me if I have this wrong, but when we first had Shriners on about this topic like a year ago or so, my perception was that somebody who is disabled won't have to get out of their wheelchair and into some kind of, like it creates less mobility requirements for a disabled person.
Correct. Yeah. Much easier for a child in a wheelchair to be wheeled in there and scanned immediately.
That's good to know.
It takes about 20 seconds, so it's pretty short.
Is that, and that compares to what for the other?
Well, x-rays, it depends on how many views they need. Sometimes they need a frontal view, a side view, a back view, so it can take a while.
So this does all those views at once, is what you're saying?
Yes.
So rather than having to do multiple ones. And this is different than an MRI, right?
It is.
That's magnetics, and this is just a whole different technology.
Yeah, a whole different technology.
Okay. And now the contest. Again, this is the undersea contest. And the whole idea of this, I know a little bit about this kind of aesthetic, or I'm not sure exactly how to categorize it, but this kind of design. It's made to make And it's just the kind of thing that through civilization, you begin to understand, wow, well, children, they go into a heavy duty medical facility. You look around. It can be a bit intimidating looking at all the stuff around you. And so hospitals for decades now, and especially things that gear towards kids, but all facilities like that are trying to utilize design implementation that will create less stressful environments for the people who have to be there and also help people get around the facility more. And in this case, it's really one of these less stressful ones where the child would be exposed to something that is a pleasant distraction, kind of like your dentist's office that would have either music or something nice on the wall. It's utilizing that sort of aesthetic to help create a more comfortable environment for a child. And then you pick it up and tell me what's wrong.
Yes. Yeah. So that's absolutely correct. Some of the biggest well-known pediatric centers in the United States have these great designs in their MRIs and their x-rays and their technology that used to be pretty scary looking.
Right.
And when a child comes in there, it becomes fun. And that's what we thought about for our Shriners. There are other Shriners hospitals across the country that have EOS, but we're the first one that's decided to put a local design on the machine. And our hospital has a sea theme. So if you walk into the lobby, the lobby is under the sea.
Ah, so it's just continuing the theme.
Yes. So there's a saltwater aquarium with saltwater fish. If a child goes in for an outpatient appointment and they look up at the ceiling, the tiles will have fish, little bubbles from the water, you know, next to them. It's really nice and relaxing. Everybody that comes in there to our hospital talks about the designs and how soothing it is.
So that's a real fish tank in the lobby?
Yes.
Oh, well, they're very soothing. I have fish at my house, and I know exactly what you're talking about. No matter how, you can have a really bad situation going, and when you go and spend time with your fish or with fish in an aquarium, there's some medicinal, mystical, spiritual property it offers, which is just such a huge blessing. Because you look at the fish and they're so innocent, you immediately, no matter what crisis you're in, there is a powerful release. So you can imagine a child in what we're talking about here facing extraordinarily challenging and difficult medical circumstances. You really, I dig that. So this is just an extension of what you've already got, bringing it in there. And it's amazing these companies don't, I bet in the future, they'll probably come with the design sort of implemented into them, huh? Because of this realization that the aesthetics can create a less stressful environment.
Yes.
But so anyway, so you get this device and it looks like a typical piece of medical equipment. Then you guys are looking for kids to come up with a design and then the winner is going to get wrapped around the technology.
Yes. So you know those wraps that you see on cars with advertising and different designs? We enlisted the help of a company that's going to, once we pick the winning art, it's going to be incorporated into that wrap. So it'll be a local kids artwork on our EOS machine.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I mean, any art to me, the local part isn't so much as important as what it acquires at the end. I mean, if the guy made it and he was in New Zealand and it worked, it would be good for me. But I love the idea that it's, and it sounds like it's cool that you're really establishing almost a hospital-wide theme and way of constantly making it so that people are disarmed who are there. Because I can't even imagine being facing those sorts of things, being a child. And this is one more layer of ways to make it a little nicer, because you're always looking around seeing fish and things that are pleasant to look at, which can be a distraction from what you're really there for.
It is. And I want to back up just a little bit, because you like aquariums. Our aquarium is actually in a semicircle, kind of like a U. And so you can actually walk into the center of that aquarium and it wraps around you as you're looking at it.
That's fantastic. So it's pretty big.
Yes.
Like as big as the counter in this room, sort of deal?
Oh, yeah. All the way around.
And you probably have somebody, they probably have somebody who just does that on the staff.
Yes.
Because it takes a lot of work.
Yes, it does.
The only downside to have it.
Yes.
Boy, is it a lot of work to keep that thing looking good. But that's great. You've got me completely sold on the, I mean, I love the concept anyway, because I had already heard about the EOS machine and it was obvious that the concept of just getting the machine was going to help a lot of people who are disabled, who are in the local community, who are children, to not have to be In and out of a wheelchair a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. So it's just a really good thing. It's $1 million or something.
About $1 million when you consider the, you know, getting it here, building around it,
right.
And of course, the upkeep for it and everything.
Sure. So. No, that's heavy technology and wonderful you've got it. What do we need to know in terms of details in the contest? Age groups for entries, the prizes, how to submit art, that kind
of thing. Okay. So it's any child under the age of 18. We've already sent out packets to public and private schools, about 500 of them across the state. And the age categories will be 18 to 14 years old, and then 13 to 9 years old, and then 8 years old and under. So even a kindergartner could submit artwork.
That's fantastic. And how do they get the stuff to you guys?
So it has to be, you know, the paper that you put in the copy machine or something that, you know, standard paper 8.5 by 11. It's going to have to be on an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper.
Okay.
And it should not be folded. It can be put in a manila envelope. And then there's a entry form that the parents should help the child fill out. They can download that entry form at shrinershonolulu.org. And then they can either send it to our hospital, which is 1310 Punahou Street, and the zip is 96826, or they can drop it off during business hours, Monday through Friday between 8 and 5. We have free parking. They can run it on up to the lobby, and they'll accept it for them. Now, here's an interesting thing. We are a charity hospital, but we actually received monies to allow us to be able to give out prizes for this. $2,000 in prizes. And that's thanks to an organization that assists us. It's called Aloha Shriners. So, or Friends of Shriners, sorry. Friends of Shriners. That's the Aloha Temple. I had to get those two mixed up. So what we'll do is once those entries start coming in, we'll put them into the categories. We have celebrity judges that are going to be judging. Mahalani Richardson, my former colleague who's now at Hawaii News Now, she'll be helping out with those efforts. We'll narrow it down. And then the overall winner will receive $250, and the artwork, their artwork, will be used in the design for the EOS imaging system. The overall winner's school will receive $1,000 from Friends of Shriners. And then a winner in each group will receive $100. Then there's the People's Choice Award. That'll happen on our Facebook page, Shriners Honolulu. And there's going to be three of those from each category. So they'll each win $100. And here's the great part. School teachers in Hawaii have bare bones when it comes to supplies and things that they need for their schools and their classroom. Five teachers statewide will be chosen, two from Oahu, one from Kauai, one from Maui County, one from Hawaii Island. And they'll be put in a drawing. And they will, five of them will receive a $100 gift certificate.
That's great.
Yes.
Well, it has a lot of ways to help out a lot of people while you're also getting the artwork, which will undoubtedly then help out even more people. So
yeah.
It's a whole lot of helping going on at one time there. So again, shrinershonolulu.org, where you can learn more about it and be able to get access to some of the details on entering. 808-941-4466 to give them a call over there. There's a donation portal at their website too. If you just want to bypass the contest and just give them a whole bunch of money to help them out so that they can get another machine like that, or the maintenance, take a bite out of the maintenance of their EOS machine, or just know that you've done something good by helping out an organization that's looking after a lot of people facing extraordinarily difficult circumstances in some cases. There's also details, obviously, on Under the Sea at their website and on Facebook. They've got an account there, as Angela was just mentioning. You can find them on YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Anything else you want to get in there that we didn't mention?
I just want to say that for any parents who have any question, if it's a sore foot, a sore ankle, a sore knee, a sore elbow, a spill on the playground, falling in the tub, or just something they want a second opinion on, I would encourage them to consider Shriners. Our three pediatric orthopedic surgeons are, in my opinion, with my medical background, the best in Hawaii in the Pacific Basin. And one more thing about EOS, we will be the first and only hospital in the state and the Pacific Basin to have this technology. So
it's the Under the Sea Art Contest. Get your entries in now and be part of all of this magical philanthropic effort that's going on. Angela Keene, Public Relations, Shriners Hospitals for Children, Honolulu, taking time to help us learn more about this exciting thing. And the cutoff date again is
February 21st is the last day to get in the art contest entries.
Really appreciate you coming down here, hoping that you looking forward to seeing what the design is too, and my very best to all the fish in the lobby as well.
Thank you, Dave. We appreciate your support.